The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. This is Jade. Welcome to my podcast. Hey, it's me, Jade, and today let's talk about dropping friends. Now, this can be a sensitive topic for some people because they refuse to get rid of their bad or toxic friends. But we'll get back to that later. Firstly, we need to talk about dropping somebody or not being friends with anymore isn't always a bad thing. For example, you guys could just grow apart. And growing apart isn't a bad thing. Things happen. It doesn't always have to be bad that you guys grew apart. And some people need to realize that. They'll stay in friendships even though they don't really like each other, just because they feel like they need to still be friends with them because they've known them for a long time. Or even you guys know each other for a short time and you just clicked really well, really fast. Just because of those circumstances doesn't mean you guys have to stay friends. Don't feel like you have to be stuck. And at the end of the day, it's about you. You need to know what's best for you. And if being in that friendship isn't good for you, then you guys just need to stop being friends. And just because you guys aren't friends doesn't mean you guys can't be cordial. Like, you can still say what's up to them. You can still say hi in the hallway, swipe up on each other's Instagram post, and, you know. You guys can still talk. You just don't have to be friends and hang out constantly like you guys used to. But at the same time, you might not be able to be good friends with them after that. Some people, when you don't want to be friends with them, take it really bad. And you can't be cordial, you can't be nice to each other, you have to just ignore each other. And if that's what they want. You can't force people to want to have the same things as you, or the same feelings as you. And when you drop somebody, you have to also realize that some people might not take it well. And you have to deal with it. Like, for example, let me think of something good. What's a good example? Like, when you have a falling out with a toxic friend, and they still want to be friends, but you don't want to be friends. They're still going to be hitting you up. They're still going to be trying to reconnect and be friends still, even if you don't want that. But at that point, you have to put your foot down. And if you really don't want to be friends with them, don't be friends with them. And that's when the block button comes in handy. We'll talk about that on my next podcast. Anyways, bad experience. Everybody's had bad experiences with a toxic friend, and that's okay. At the end of the day, you have to realize what's good for you and what's not good for you. And if that person in your life isn't good for you, leave them. Like, I truly do feel bad for people who have attachment issues when it comes to friends. Because me personally, I've had to help my friends drop other people that weren't good for them because they felt bad and they felt like they couldn't do it. And they felt like, oh, but doesn't that make me a bad person for not wanting to be friends with them anymore? If they're not treating you well, stop being friends with them. And of course, it could be a misunderstanding, and that's when you sit down and talk with them. But if they're still not getting it and you're still being treated badly in that friendship, leave them. I've always never understood how people can stay in friendships where they're not being treated right. And at the same time, you know, you can't judge, because some people don't see it. Or they do see it and they just refuse to acknowledge it because they don't want to lose their friend. But you deserve somebody that's going to make you smile, make you laugh, makes you feel included and wanted. You don't want somebody that every time you're around you feel anxious or nervous. Or you feel like you're an outsider in your own friend group or friendship. You shouldn't feel like somebody's last priority. Don't ever feel like you're not important to your friend. If you feel like you're not important in a friendship, it's not going to work out. Like, and there's also different levels to friendship as well, like friends and best friends. You can still be friends with somebody and they can still treat you well. Just because you're not their best friend doesn't mean they can treat you badly. Oh, but we're not as close as so-and-so and so-and-so. Just because you aren't as close to your friend and another person is, doesn't mean they can still treat you better, like you're not there or you're not as important just because you're not their best friend. If you're still their friend, then why are they treating you badly? Like, I've just never understood it. And again, like I said earlier, I've had to just knock some sense into my friends and help them get rid of those toxic people in their life. Because when you see it from somebody else, like when you have a friend in a toxic friendship, you can see like the literal life draining out of them. And that's just so sad to see as their friend. Like I don't think I've been in a really toxic friendship. Well, of course I have. I've been in toxic friendships, but I've never stayed. I always end up, like, we have a conversation, and then if it doesn't work out, I drop them. Like, I have a couple stories. Like, middle school, for example. I was friends with a girl from 6th grade all the way to 8th grade summer. Then we had an incident that happened, and we got into an argument. We were going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and I just saw that it wasn't going anywhere. And we just stopped being friends. We just decided right then and there, yeah, this isn't working. Let's not be friends anymore. And that's an example of one that wasn't toxic. We were super close. She was my best friend from 6th grade to 8th grade summer. And we got into, it wasn't even a big argument, it was a little argument. It was really childish, like super childish. And we just stopped being friends. But I don't see that as a toxic, like, friendship breakup, you know? Because it wasn't anything bad, it was just a little argument. And who I would say sophomore year of high school, she had DM'd me and was like, oh, I'm really sorry about how things went down. And I was like, oh yeah, me too. Like, that's like, we were being really childish back then, and you know, we could have solved it in a better way. We probably would have still been close to this day, but I think it was good for both of us, honestly. So we weren't going to be attached to the hip all of high school. But that's like an example of growing up. We both saw that it was childish. She DM'd me. She was just like, it was childish. And I was like, yeah, I know. And we kind of talk off and on to this day. But we're not friends anymore. We're cordial. But one that was toxic was a friend that I had from freshman year of high school to senior year. And that one was bad. I could say that I was one of those people that stayed in a toxic relationship for too long and didn't notice. But I don't think it was. Like, it was definitely toxic towards the end. We stopped being friends like 2 weeks before graduation. And it started getting rocky during junior year. She had started doing things my friend group and I didn't really like. Tried talking to her about it. We weren't seeing eye to eye, but we still stayed friends because, you know, she still made me laugh. She still made me smile. She still made me happy, right? I feel like that's another thing. You can't also, like, don't always fall for that either. Like, I guess a toxic friend can make you happy still and make you laugh. But then there's like a feeling in like your gut that something's wrong and that something's not right in like little moments. Like, it could be those little smiley moments, and then out of nowhere you just feel like something's off. But back to what I was saying, and then it got worse senior year. She was continuously doing things that I didn't like as a person. And I continuously kept talking to her about it. And me and my friends all sat down with her and had a conversation. And we were like, if this continues, we're not being friends with you anymore. We just can't. We can't keep doing this over and over and over again. Because we're seeing how this is affecting you, and then you're kind of pushing it onto us and expressing, like, something will happen to her and she'll throw it back at us. So we're getting the same punch that she is, and we shouldn't have to deal with that. She wouldn't have to deal with that if she just would have listened to us. But that's a story I can go on for forever. Well, we're not going to go into details, but we gave her that chance. Then we had the last talk with her, because she went behind our back with something. And so we just said, we're done. We tried everything. We're done. And we said, if you're ready to have this conversation with us and grow the... excuse my language, and grow up, then come talk to us when you're ready to grow up and stop acting the way you're acting. And she never came to talk to us. So that was just the end of the friendship, and none of us really minded it. After we stopped being friends with her, we were in a really good place and realized how toxic she really was. And a part of me, even with the bad falling out, because I didn't even go into detail about how bad it was, but it was bad. I can still be cordial because we have a mutual friend. And our mutual friend wanted to have a get together. And my friend was talking about everybody she wanted there, and so I had brought the old friend up. I was like, do you want her there? Because I know you want all of these people there, because I know she's a big part of your life, just like I'm a big part of your life. Like, I don't want you to feel like you have to choose sides. And I'm like, if she's there, I can still be cordial, even though I don't like her at all. I can still be cordial around her. That's just me. But there's just so much that goes into dropping somebody. Like, I've seen it take a big toll on somebody. Like, I've had a friend that dropped somebody and was still crying about it till this day. Like, till this day. And she was a horrible friend to her. Horrible. But she just felt so bad and felt like they were friends since they were in, like, preschool to, I think it was, it was junior year of high school. They went to the same school, spent every birthday together, like, their families were really close, so she still had to see her because their families were so close. And she still, like, texts me about her and how much she misses their friendship and how much she misses seeing her and talking to her. Even though she does know, she realizes how bad that friendship was for her and how much of a toll it took on her emotionally and physically. But she feels sometimes that the good moments overshadowed the bad ones, even though the bad ones were really bad. She just felt like she needed her in her life, because some people can do that to you emotionally. They can reel you in and, like, I think this is a word that's used way too much, but like, manipulating you into feeling like you need them. And she definitely did. Like, anytime anything was happening, she had to be by her side, good or bad. And that's what a good friend does. But they'll be, like, a good friend will be at your side through the good and the bad. But this friend, when anything good was happening for my friend, anything good or exciting, or she needed to stay there, the other friend, the bad one, would call her away and make up some situation where she needed to be there for her and ruin that good moment for her. She got into a D1 school. My friend got into a D1 school, and she was having a party, big graduation party, and her bad friend decided, I can't really go into detail about that. Had an emergency. You can't see me, but I'm doing quotation marks. Had an emergency. And during her party, and so she left her party to go deal with said emergency, quotation marks. And it turned out it wasn't that important. She left and it wasn't even like towards the end of the party. It was more towards the beginning, middle of the party. So when people were still coming, so they had to end the party early. And this big day for her was just ruined because she felt like she had to be by her side. And when she found out that it wasn't that big of a deal, my friend got upset and she was like, you know, why would you do that? And then the bad friend said that she was jealous and was tired of my friend having all the attention all the time. And just really try to flip the script and make her feel bad about herself. And so she really did feel bad. Like, she truly did feel bad. And so anytime she would have anything big going on, she couldn't make anything about herself. She stopped celebrating her birthday because she felt like it was selfish. She made her feel like she was selfish for having good things happen to her. She felt like she didn't deserve good things in her life. And nobody should feel like they don't deserve good things because somebody else isn't having that good thing. Drop those bad friends. Drop them. Leave them. Like, I can't. And if you have, even if it's a whole group of people, even if it's a whole friend group, leave them. You don't need them. You don't. You might lose all those friends, but I guarantee you, you'll get better ones that are worth your time and that will make you feel good and won't make you feel like crap. Get rid of them. All of them. But I'm tired of hearing my own voice, so, oh no, let's redo that. But I think that's enough of me talking for today. I'm kind of tired of hearing my own voice. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.